WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Hello?
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Quickly, re-engage cloaking device.
Cloaking device no longer operable, Captain.
Epic, Micah, what's happening?
An unexpected space storm sent out a cluster of large asteroids in our direction.
Several of them damaged the ship.
How much damage?
Could have been much worse. The last asteroid missed the main engine by 1 meter.
How much damage, Mr. Gregory?
We're at half power. Our shields are at 60%, and the cloaking devices...
Is what?
Impaired. From the blast, it's no longer functioning.
You mean, we're visible?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Barrington.
But that also means...
It won't take long before the UXB is detected.
Do we have an update on the boy, Commander?
According to the tracking device, he's halfway to Nimbok.
Incredible. The boy's powers have enabled him to fly through space faster than one of our starships.
And soon he will arrive at Priya City to face off against the great Terra Tremendous.
And tear the girl apart with his bare hands. I only wish I was there to watch the life drain from her face.
You really don't like her, do you?
She resisted all of our efforts to control her. She's not only powerful physically, she has a resilient mind. I do not trust anyone who does not comply with our desires.
This is Squadron TX-4. Come in, Commander Janna.
This is Janna.
Sir, we've detected a ship near the Haldan asteroid belt.
What kind of ship?
Possibly Terran.
Terran?
Possibly from Earth. The girl mentioned her friends would be looking for her.
Officer, this is Para Hutessa. Send a scouter to probe the ship. Search for any life forms.
And if we find people on board, you want us to bring them back to Asora?
No, officer. Blow them up.
Excuse me? What's the order?
Blow the entire ship into oblivion.
Counselor!
Today will go down in history as the end of Terra the Tremendous and her friends.
The people of Nimbok are worried, Your Majesty.
They have no reason to be, Lockella.
But, sir...
Lockella, look at that view. You can see all of Prior City from the balcony of this great House of Riel.
Yes, it's magnificent.
Indeed it is. The shining jewel of Nimbok. And do you recall who built this great empire, Lockella?
The Riel family, Your Majesty.
Yes, my family. The family who has protected the people of Nimbok for trions. So, my dear Lockella, I assure you, as the Emperor, I have no intention of letting anything happen to this planet, this city, or its people. Not now, not ever.
But...
Lockella, how long have you been my personal advisor?
I was assigned to look after you by your father when you were a boy, Your Majesty.
Then you of all people should know. I mean, when I say, our people have nothing to fear. Come now, join me in the drawing room for a warm cup of cola.
I'll take your jacket, Your Majesty. Afternoon copa is served. Shall I pour?
That's all right, Ven. Leave us for now. Have a seat, Lockella.
Sir, please. People grow tired of words. They want action. They want to see their beloved Emperor bring that wretched woman to her knees.
But don't you see? That's exactly what the Empress wants me to do, Lockella. Declare war on Asora to strike first. So she can play the victim and gather sympathy and support from the affiliation of planets, who will then support her actions to attack us. Careful, Cup?
No, thank you. I do believe that was the Empress's original plan, to entice you into war. But something has changed. There are rumors circulating that the Empress has acquired some sort of new weapon, powerful enough to destroy our planet.
Nonsense. Asora is inferior to Nimbok in every way. We are the great power, backed by an incredible galactic military. They are nothing more than a deserted wasteland, a second-rate planet founded by the Empress after she was banished from our world.
Jindin. I would not underestimate her. We thought she was dead. Yet now she's returned, somehow, risen from the ashes back on Asora, leading her people.
Leading? She is hardly a leader. My aunt is a power-hungry zealot who betrayed her brother, my father, and brought shame upon the House of Riel. Mark my words, Lockella, if my aunt is brazen enough to attack Nimbok, she and her savage warriors will face utter annihilation.
Emperor?
Yes, God.
There is someone here to see you.
Oh, who?
Sabbaticus, your highness.
Sabbaticus? Here? On Nimrok? But that's
impossible. I would have thought so too, your majesty.
Sabbaticus! By the silver moons, it is you!
Yes, Jintin.
I don't believe this. After Riel discovered we were working together, I was afraid she'd disposed of you.
She tried, your majesty. She was not happy to learn that during your absence things had changed between Nimrok and Asura. That the war between our worlds was over. She attempted to mind wipe me, but I was rescued.
Rescued? By whom?
By a human girl.
Human? The girl?
She is the reason I am standing here before you now.
I don't understand. I...
Over by the door, your majesty.
I don't understand.
May I present Tara Callahan, or as she is called, Tara Tremendous.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Still trying to reactivate the cloaking device, sir.
What's that sound?
Oh no, this is bad. This is really, really bad.
For once, I agree with the IT boy.
Well, if you two are in agreement, then I'm very concerned.
That sound is a probe scanning the ship, sir.
An alien vessel has locked on to the UXB. Well, that didn't take long.
My God.
View screen on.
There it is. That's one massive ship.
It is indeed.
They're hailing us, Captain Epic.
Open channel.
This is Officer 7RX with Squadron Space Patrol. You are trespassing in Asurian space. Under Asurian space regulations, I'm confiscating this ship and ordering you to surrender your vessel.
I am Captain Ezekiel Epicopolis of the Power UXB. We are humans from Earth and exempt from your demands.
Last warning. Unconditional surrender, or you will be destroyed.
This is outrageous!
Let me try. Officer, this is Cyril Barrington of Earth. We mean you no harm. We've lost our way, and...
Shields up! Are you all right, Mr. Barrington?
Yes. Yes. I'm fine.
Shields are at 40%. We can't sustain many more hits like that, Barrington.
Sir, what should we do?
Why are you asking him? I'm the captain.
I don't know. Have it?
I'll tell you what we need to do. Get off this ship.
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Terra Tremendous.
It's a very, very long story, Shinden.
Well, if this girl is responsible for saving the life of my very good friend, I want to meet her. Won't you join me, Terra?
Thank you, Emperor.
Emperor, I caution you. This girl may be part of the trap hatched by the Empress.
I promise you, it is no trap, Lakella. Terra and I barely escaped Asura, and it was only due to her great power that we were able to do so.
Pleased to meet you, Your Majesty.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you.
So, tell me everything. Start at the beginning. What brings a human girl across the galaxy to the Didion system?
The Empress abducted Terra from her homeworld of Earth.
Earth? In the Terran solar system?
Yes.
The Empress wanted to use me as a weapon, to hurt you and your kingdom.
Hurt my kingdom? You?
That's right.
I do not mean any disrespect.
It is true, Jindin.
So that's Essa's grand plan. She is not only old, she is mad. She believes a human girl can bring down Nimbok.
Trust me, I have the power to do it.
Sabaticus, what kind of nonsense is this?
Please listen to me, Emperor. I possess the abilities of every superhero from my world and beyond.
Superheroes?
Yes. Terra has explained that it's the collective name they use to describe beings on their planet who possess godlike powers.
I see. And you supposedly possess them all?
She taps into them, Your Majesty. I've seen her do it. She turned a toy to ice, and then she used magic to create a portal that brought us from Asura to Nimbok.
How is such a thing possible?
It's a long story, but the Cliff Notes version is, a scientist from my world used the crystals from yours to construct a powerful machine. He wanted to steal the DNA from the most incredible beings in our galaxy and harness them for himself. I tried to stop him, and ended up with the powers for myself. When I freed the Empress from her ice prison, she said I had crystal blood and wanted to use me as a weapon to reclaim her throne.
You freed Essa?
It was an accident.
Your accident has put the lives of millions of our people in potential danger.
Lakella!
It's true, Your Majesty.
That was never my intention, Your Majesty. I thought I was doing something good when I released the Empress.
I've come to know the girl, Jindin. I believe her.
Then why are you still here? You are no longer a prisoner of Asura, and without your power, the Empress cannot execute her plan. Why not return home?
She will hunt the girl down again, Your Majesty.
Because once I leave, this war between you and the Empress, between Asura and Nimbok, will continue. And I believe there's a way to end it.
End it? This girl is mad, Your Majesty.
Hear her out, Emperor. Please.
Go on.
What do you mean we have to get off the ship, Mr. Barrington?
Just what it sounds like, Mr. Gregory.
Insanity! That's what it sounds like, Barrington!
These barbarians aren't interested in discussions. They're only interested in...
Another hit! The mobile comm shows deflector shields now at 30%.
Can't you use one of your mind powers you demonstrated to me to manipulate them into stopping this assault, Barrington?
It doesn't quite work like that, Epic.
Well, then what about one of your wonder kids? That purple-powered child seems to have a few tricks up his sleeve. Or is it a her?
Mr. Barrington!
We heard the explosions. What's happening?
We're under attack.
What?
Mr. Reynolds, Miss Green, you're the eldest of the students. I need you to assemble the young ones, get them suited up, and bring them down to Deck E.
That's where they keep the shuttle pods.
Just do as I ask. We haven't much time.
On it, sir.
Shuttle pods? No one told me there were shuttle pods on this piece of junk. What else are you hiding from me, Barrington?
Now's not the time, Epic. Mr. Gregory, how many people does each shuttle hold?
7, sir.
Right, we have 12 students plus the 3 of us.
15 total.
Well, the IT boy can count. I guess we should give him a gold star.
We'll put 5 people in each shuttle. Epic will take shuttle A, you in shuttle B, and I'll take shuttle C.
This is madness, Barrington. The Azorians have the capability of wiping out the entire UXB. What do you think they're going to do when they see 3 shuttle pods fleeing into space?
They won't see us.
What?
The shuttle pods have cloaking capabilities.
Very good, Mr. Gregory. So while they're focused on the ship, we'll be escaping right under their nose.
And where exactly will we be going?
Nimbok.
Nimbok? But that's over 300,000 miles away!
So we best get moving. Mr. Gregory, I want you to get to Deck E and unlock each one of those ships.
Yes, sir!
I knew I never should have agreed to captain this ship!
Save the histrionics, Epic. Just focus on the task at hand.
You want me to do what?
Sit down with the Empress and engage in open dialogue.
For what purpose?
To understand the reason you two are even fighting.
I already know why we are at odds. She betrayed my father, our people.
I feel there's more to the story, Your Majesty.
Based on what?
The Empress has connected to my mind several times. She unlocked a memory I didn't even know I had. But that insight runs both ways. I've sensed something. Something more behind what happened between your family. If you'll just sit down with her and...
No. I will have no more talk of this.
But...
You heard the Emperor, young lady.
Emperor, please.
Tara, do not press the issue any further.
But I know I'm right. I...
What was that?
It came from outside.
Terra Tremendous!
Someone is... calling you?
Come out, Terra Tremendous!
Who's calling me?
Look out the window. In the sky.
Someone floating in the air.
Do you know him, Tara?
No, I've never seen him before. Stand back, please. Summoning the power of Star Guardian! Excuse me.
Know you're somewhere close by, Terra. Don't be afraid. I just want to talk to you.
Then let's talk.
There you are. We meet at last. I've heard so much about you. Tessa?
The name is Terra.
You look like her. Only maybe a few years younger. And with lighter hair. But the spitting image of my Tessa. Bracelet X?
Scanning. The girl is from planet Earth. Her name is Terra Callahan.
also known as Terra Tremendous. She is Tessa's doppelganger.
What?
And who are you?
Tremendous Boy.
Tremendous Boy? I've never heard of you.
Well, now you have.
And what do you want with me?
It's simple, really. I want you to die.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun? Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.